One point I was hoping to make through the video that we were going to show at the beginning of the service is that the women's marches around the country on the day after inauguration were not protests. Now, a protest is where you stand against something, some event or social ill or person. And certainly that was an impetus to the creation and organization of those demonstrations. But to protest is not what I saw when I was there. It is not why millions of people came together all around the world that day. We came to be with each other. We knew it was important to show through our physical presence that we will support those who are being marginalized. We came because we care. We came because we will no longer stand by while our neighbors are being silenced and oppressed. We gathered together out of love, not out of hate. You saw the signs. Signs expressing our care and support for blacks, for women, Muslims, immigrants, the LGBT community, and others. And in this morning's video, you also saw, well, actually you didn't see, that there was the same spirit in the immigration ban in Copley Square and elsewhere throughout this whole country. I'm not here to vilify anyone. I'm not here to condemn any particular political viewpoint. I'm here to express my great concern with the hurtful way that our political agendas in this country are being expressed and achieved. Do we as a nation really want to alienate or marginalize everyone who differs with us or who disagrees with us? We all do it. It's not a sin that's exclusively the domain of one side or another. We all differ from each other. We all disagree with each other, at least from time to time. How then do we draw the line between what is acceptable difference and that which is unacceptable? It all boils down to one very simple question. Who are we with? With is the most powerful word in the Bible. Many times from this pulpit, I have said that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. We are asked to walk with God. We are taught to demonstrate we are walking with God by walking with those who have no voice, showing love and compassion for those whose lives are filled with despair, feeding the hungry, providing shelter to those without a home. As believers, we are called to bring God's light into this world, and this means we must walk with those who have no one else at their side. With is a very hard word. It means we can't hold back. We can't stand on the sidelines while those around us endure racism, bigotry, sexism, injustice, or oppression of any sort. But exactly how do we be with? Think of the white dancers that I pointed out in the glory video we just watched. They demonstrated that they were with our black sisters and brothers by being physically present, but silent. In glory, we see that being with means walking side by side with those who are facing oppression and injustice, enduring the verbal abuse, the dogs, the fire hoses, the clubs, even the guns. The oppressed can and will speak for themselves. We can't do it for them, and we do not have the right to presume so. We are with to help batter down doors and to be shields so that our fellow human beings will be heard, not us. With means we are witnesses and supporters, allies, not leaders. We are with the oppressed out of love. Being with makes it clear the issue at hand is not that some want more than they deserve. It is an issue of God's call to love one another. We are all equal before God, and we will not stand by when our brothers and sisters are forced to experience loss and pain just because they are different. Because we, as whites, were and are with them, the Civil Rights Movement and Black Lives Matter cannot be pigeonholed as white versus black. The question was always, who deserves to be treated as a human being? And it still is. But actually, whether women or blacks or Muslims or Jews or Native Americans or Hispanics are human is not the issue. They are, obviously. The question is, are we? If we do not treat our neighbors with all the respect and care and love which God says is the right of every creature, then how can we call ourselves human beings? This is not a question of the humanity of others, nor of our leaders, but of our own humanity. If we don't walk with our fellow humans, no matter who they are, no matter where they are, no matter what they believe, then are we the human beings God is calling us to be? If we don't walk with our neighbor, can we claim that we're walking with God at all? As I read the Bible, and as every bit of our faith tradition teaches, and as every atom of my own being shouts to heaven, that we walk with God can only be true if, in a concrete way, we are walking with our neighbors in love, in respect, in care, and in truth. The recent demonstrations all around the world show that it is time to stand up, to walk with our neighbor out of our love for them. For if we don't, we are denying our own humanity. The question before us is not whether to walk with our neighbors or not. We must. The question is how to do so. How should we walk with those who are not being heard now, just as so many of us here have walked with those, often the very same people who were being silenced or ignored in times past? We are determined to be with them, but the way may not always be clear. Being with is rarely easy, and it always requires us to give, not to take. Demonstrations are one way. But there are many others, large and small, holding a door open for somebody, offering your seat so someone else can sit down, interceding when someone is being bullied, writing letters in support, donating money so that others have the resources they need to stand against injustice and greed, running for office, buying someone a meal. We must be seekers and instigators of ways, both great and small, to be with our neighbors. It is no longer the time to wait for someone else to take the lead. We've already been shown the way. Some have labeled the demonstrations as fake, as disloyalty, misguidedness, maybe even terrorism. Such judgments will not discourage us from standing for the truth. We've been told such things many times before. Such words were spoken against Martin Luther King Jr. and against Jesus and the early Christians as well. So we're in good company. We're not alone. Such words merely prove that we are with our neighbors. These demonstrations happen because hope is still in the world. Hope for our future. They grew out of hope that is already in our hearts. They prove that millions of people are determined to walk with us and with our neighbors out of love, walking in our common hope and determination for a better future. God is still with us because we are still with God. May it always be so. Amen.